Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. My name is Abu Tam. I'm the American fundamentalist. I put the fun in fundamentalism. What do we have tonight? Said the fine old woman. The fine old woman says, we're watching the end of the American culture. And we've been torn apart. We've been picked apart. We're like a bull who's being prepared for sacrifice. And the picadors are riding and sticking the bull to bleed the bull and weaken it. And then the picadillos will come and they'll stick pretty ribbons in the bull. And they'll prepare the bull for the matador. And that's what's happening. And the way they bleed the bull is so that he cannot raise his head. And then they all have to do is line up. All they have to do is line up the bull's legs, front legs, so they are parallel to each other. And the head is lowered. And then from behind the cape that hides the muleta, that's the killing sword, the matador reaches over the top of the bull and plunges the sword into the heart of the bull through the back. It is really sad to watch a proud, once a strong bull being reduced to nothing. And that's what's happening. Tonight it's Milwaukee. Tomorrow it'll be somewhere else. And our enemies are casting lots for whatever you have. So what do we have? We have the question tonight. If 55% of the country leans socialist, how can Trump win? Crooked pollsters, crooked media, crooked intel, we are now learning. They're cooking the books while Americans die. They're covering up. A purged military by Obama's Hezbollah. Stand by for the big crooked drum roll. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you crooked Hitlery. Who cares how they died? Crooked media, cover it up. Never let the people know. Bammy and Hammy lost 1,700 Americans in Afghanistan. You don't know about one of them. And you're supposed to be intelligent. And 14,000 wounded, and you don't know about one of them. The only loss that's attributed to Obama in Afghanistan is the SEAL team on the CH-47 chopper crash, which was covered up by the media, which was covered up by your government, your Hezbollah government. They say there was no black box on the chopper. Okay, we'll give them that. All the bodies were cremated. Why were they cremated? Why were they cremated? Who did they call the parents and say, would you like your son cremated? Or would you like to see his body, you know, in a coffin? They cremated it because they had to get the bullets out. You never know. Why did 8 Afghanis get pulled off the chopper and replaced with 8 other Afghanis, and the manifest wasn't changed? What was the big rush to die? Did they have a schedule? Did they have a rendezvous with an ambush? We'll never know the truth because this country can't handle the truth. To quote Jack Nicholson, you can't handle the truth. And that's the truth. Americans can't handle the truth. And when you say, well, what do you mean 1,700 Americans in Afghanistan? Do you know how many Bush lost in 8 years in Afghanistan? How many you think? Oh, they'll talk about Iraq because Bush lost 4,700 there with a wounded ratio of 7-1. But in Afghanistan, he only lost 461, which is a big number by any mother's count. But Obama lost 1,700 and you never heard about them. They were classified as NATO troops to be identified later, and later never came. Because America suffers from 2-week news Alzheimer's. After 2 weeks, all is forgotten. And of course, you can't count on our superior watchdog press, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, and half of Fox News. Then you got Time Magazine, Newsweek. I got a cover of Newsweek that shows an American flag in the garbage. And you know the date on it? December 7th. And it's the Japanese edition. How's that? And if you don't believe me, look for it. All you got to do is do Newsweek. American flag in the garbage. While you're at it, you could also do the DNC convention. God is thrown out. Yeah, We've got two parties in America, but only one has God in it. Okay, I'm going to take a break. When we come back, I'll talk more. I'm going to give you the Star Spangled Banner. No, I'm going to give you O'Donnell Abu.
Lift my chair over your face. Brought in o'er the old disgrace that Blackfoot William stormed your place. Drove you up in the Ferns. Grace said victory was sure. Soon the firebrand he'd secure until he met a Glenmalure with Big McHugh of Worm.
Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, they will dare. Now
Fitz William
had a
glare,
fallen into your sorrow.
Proudly the note of the trumpet is sounding. Loudly the war cries arise on the gale. Fleetly the steed by Loch Shilly is bounding to join the six squadrons of old Sam Ear's green veil.
On them the mountain near, strangers with light and fear, rush to the standards of Donald's red view. Bannock and Gallowglass, thrown from each mountain pass, on for old Erin O'Donnell the Boo.
Princely O'Neill to our aid is advancing, and many a chieftain and warrior clan, 1,000 proud steeds in his vanguard are prancing, north to the borders brave from banks of the Van.
Many a heart shall quail under his coat of mail,
deeply the merciless omen shall rue,
when on his ear shall ring, borne on the breeze's wings, your Donald's dread war cry, O'Donnell Aboo.
Okay, that was 1 minute and 40 seconds, just enough time to catch my breath. Okay, we got a press media a problem. It's a cover-up media, and they are all Democrats, or as I like to call them, communists. But people get uncomfortable when you say the word communist, because the rhinos have told us we defeated communism. Ronald Reagan brought the wall down, but what they don't tell you is coming out from the wall was the next wave of communism, and it was the great deception. Sun Tzu says, fake collapse and get stronger. So, what do we have? CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, they all have a C in their logo. The C stands for communist. And half of Fox News, Time Mag, Newsweek, National Repute, which is supposed to be a conservative rag, Weekly Stand Down, supposed to be conservative, Newsmax, I am shocked. But what you should try and find about Newsmax is Dennis Michael Lynch, who had to quit to keep his, maintain his integrity. He refused to have his work edited, and he refused to read prepackaged editorials attacking Fox. So here's a guy that has integrity, Dennis Michael Lynch. Get a look at some of his work. You can Google him. He'll come up. He's got a Facebook page. Okay, how could they do that? I don't know. I'm now weary. When I seen all these people come out against Trump and so-called conservatives, I saw party over country, and I didn't like what I see. Obama changed the definition of American fighting forces to NATO troops to be identified later. And to quote the Queen Bee of Benghazi, who cares how they died? How can Trump win? He can only win if the people are allowed to see and hear the truth. Sorry, that's not possible. Too many people have too much to lose. 30% of the Republican Party is Democrat. If America fired every politician in office tomorrow, we would be ahead of the game. It takes a while to get into the payoff groove. My slogan is one term per termite. That's our battle plan. Sweep into office with a fresh crew, not the same old as Shiites. When in doubt, take them out. When the big-ass DOJ works for the Clintons, all is lost. Beware of polecats. Here's the Star-Spangled Banner that's popular with the troops. Open society hacked and information leaked online. Good. I think there's going to be a lot of revelations. Trump is fighting a good fight, and he's got a lot of enemies. And if he loses, we lose. There's a lot of naive people in this country. And all you're going to hear from them is, I never realized we're going to be in big trouble. Trump says I'm running against the media, not Clinton. He's true. The media controls the minds of 60% of the American people. And Trump has got an uphill fight. And even his so-called allies are trying to remake him in their image. And we don't want him remade in their image because they're all losers. I watched Judge Jeanine tonight on Fox. She's very good. She's very good. And she's for Trump. And she did a real nice job tonight. Unbelievable. Oh, well. Okay. Let's back to the Blog Talk Radio studio, and we'll do another tune. See if we can find something nice. Let's see what we got. Here's a song we might end up singing if we can stop being brainwashed and come together like our ancestors did.
When boyhood's fire was in my blood, I read of ancient freemen, of Greece and Rome who bravely stood, 300 men and freemen. And then I prayed I yet might see our fetters rent in twain, and Ireland long a province be a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again. Shine that solemn starlight. It seemed to watch above my head through foreign field and fane. Its angel voice sang round my bed, a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland.
From AC News, meet the prosecutor that's going to take down the Clinton Foundation. The FBI and U.S. attorney have joined forces to probe the Clinton Foundation. What is most surprising is who's leading the charge. The gentleman's name is Preet, P-R-E-E-T, Bharara, B-H-A-R-A-R-A. Who has been nicknamed the showman by the New Yorker magazine. He has a history of taking down dirty politicians, and he is staging a war against the dirty Clinton Foundation, what exactly are his plans. Barada runs the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York and has an impressive number of corruption convictions from Wall Street bankers, hedge funds, and New York organized crime to prominent politicians. The FBI has now enlisted Barada's office in part for his aggressiveness that many big-ass DOJ attorneys may lack. Over the years, the Clinton Foundation has collected, ready for this, $2 billion in donations from all over the world that sparked FBI suspicion, as well as the general public. Donations from corrupt countries and terrorists have led many to believe that Hillary and Bill could be the founders of such disgusting terrorist groups as ISIS. That's what Trump says. During a congressional hearing regarding FBI Director Jim Comey's decision not to recommend charges for Hillary Clinton's email scandal, the DCNF reported Republican representative from Utah, Jason Chaffetz, asking Comey, was the Clinton Foundation tied into this investigation? And Comey said, I'm not going to answer that. Judge Jeanine, who knows Comey, said, you sold us out. That wasn't what she said, but it sounded like that. The investigation is centered in New York City, where the Clinton Foundation has its main offices. I bet you they're moving. While the investigation of focused here is expected to stem out to other satellite offices, which are all over the country. Barada is best known for securing convictions of prominent political figures. Oh, I love this guy. Including former New York State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silva. Sheldon, 30 pieces, Silva. Silva had a seemingly intractable grip on power in the state for decades. He was convicted of accepting $4 million in exchange for helping a cancer researcher and two real estate developers. Unbelievable. So, you want to hear what people say? I just hope this is true, says Howard. Tricia says, that's a big collective ditto from every patriotic American in this country. And for our sake and the sake of our posterity, we may owe these people a debt of sincere gratitude if they actually follow through. Ort says, I hope it's true too. I'm just afraid this guy will wind up dead before he even does anything. A preemptive Clinton kill. Ulf says, me too. Those placing people in the New World Order and do not fear anyone. Not even murder raises eyebrows. In the last 3 years alone, there have been at least 24 high-level bankers and politicians murdered that were processed as suicides. Yeah, I recall one. He stabbed himself in the back 27 times. Yeah. Then he shot himself in the back of the head 3 times. God sees those who do these acts of sin. Oh, I believe that. And a Muslim once told me, I should say an atheist Muslim once told me, if you want to put the fear of God in a bad guy who's a Muslim, just tell him God sees what you do. I don't want to get a chance to try it out. Okay, J.C. Patriot says, don't hold your breath. There have been more than enough to put the Clintons away for the rest of their natural lives for many years. Here we go with another fake show trial where the perps escape. Trey Gowdy, Comey, and easily a dozen other fake investigations. All sound and fury, signifying nothing. If the pile of dead bodies surrounding the Clintons all the way back to Little Rock says, not enough to merit serious attention by those with the authority to put them away. Little things like corruption, bribery, and treason won't do it either. Okay, I'm going to go back for a tune, and then I'll read some more of these comments. But I can't be boring all night long. Ooh, pretty girl picture. We're going to do a samba mix for all our Brazilian friends down at Rio. Doesn't it? I watched the Hondurans play the South Koreans in soccer, and I really enjoyed it. Soccer is not my game, but I enjoyed watching how the Hondurans used every trick in the book to win. Yeah, they even faked being hurt so they run the clock out. But it's their first win for the country in soccer. They've never had a win. They were all on the floor praying. They were very good. I enjoyed it very much. Okay. Judge Jeanine also had on a pollster who was anti-Trump. And I don't believe these poll cats at all. I have the best polls. I have two of the best polls, Stasha and Wanda, and they say it's going to be hard to stop Trump. And in New York, I don't know if you heard about it, two imams from a mosque were clipped, almost mafiosa style. And I heard that one of those imams, and I can't prove it, and I only heard it from one source, had $100,000 on him. I'll have to wait to see if that's anybody else confirms that. But no money was taken. It was an execution. And I remember the execution of Malcolm X, who was speaking 20 blocks from my house at the Audubon Ballroom. And he, at that time, Muslims had a good reputation for being deeply religious and very well-mannered. And Malcolm X went to Mecca to do the Hajj, and when he came back, he was a different guy. He was a very humble guy. And he belonged to the Nation of Islam under the prophet Elijah Muhammad. And he started to see things he didn't like, which he felt were haram, as they say in Arabic, sinful. And he broke away and he started his own following. And for that, he was executed by a follower of the prophet Elijah Muhammad. He was on a stage speaking, and a guy had a shotgun under his coat. He pulled it out and he killed Malcolm X. And it's really sad, but sometimes there are martyrs, like the 12 apostles in South Carolina, who were murdered by an atheist, and the media turned it around and made him a white racist. But he was an atheist. He went to God's house and he shot 12 apostles and he killed 9 of them. And he had his picture taken with a rebel flag, so they automatically called for the takedown of the Stars and Bars, which is a battle flag for the Confederacy. But the communists have everybody brainwashed that it's the symbol of slavery. But the real fights, the real cause of the Stars and the Bars was secession. 11 states did not want to be part of the Union. And slavery was not the number one issue. It was the finances. It always comes down to money. And only 6% of the Confederates owned slaves, and 3% owned most of them. And one of the largest slave owners in Louisiana was black. He was a free man, or a freedman. And he was the cruelest. So you got to be careful when you get your mind poisoned. Right now, all Americans are being told about slavery and all the wrongdoings that Americans did and what they did to the American Indians. But who's telling us that? The communists. Because it's part of the divide and conquer tactic. If you want to see what slavery is about in the Middle East, go to Islamic slavery and see who went on the hunting expeditions into Africa and captured slaves, African slaves, and brought them back over the Sahara Desert, those who could survive. In many cases, they killed the strong men and only took women and children because they were afraid the strong men might break their chains or their ropes and kill the caravan owners. And they also, I'm thinking the horse, gelded African males. And they were given jobs in harems. It is really sad. Slavery is terrible. And slavery goes on today. And it's all over the world. And here's a shocker for you. The first slaves into the Americas were not black. They were white. And they were Irish. And they were brought into Montserrat in the early 1600s, late 1500s. And they were less expensive than the African slave. You could buy an Irishman for 10 pounds sterling. You had to pay 60 for a black. Check it out. I'm going to go to a tune. Some more comments. This is from Sparkitus Maximus. 4 hours ago. I believe it when I see it. He can start with the Waco Massacre. Look up Unspeakable Evil on YouTube. Trisha says, can't blame us for being cynical since the corrupt on both sides of the aisle have been running and ruining things for a long time. With what appears to be total impunity. J.C. Patriot agrees with Sparkitus. Conserva Diva, I hope he has bodyguards for protection or something unnatural, supernatural, spillery will come after him. Trisha says, yeah, I read the other day she's now up to 76 dead people. who were close or business associates since Bill was governor of Arkansas. Even if you divided the number in two, saying some were just associates, it's far too suspicious for my liking. And I'm glad no one I know has anything to do with either one of them. Seems to be very risky to do. This is from name. You know, he is now on the Clinton hit list. Klaus Krauthammer says, four Clinton connections recently murdered. Be careful. Is this after Obama shut the INV down or before? He just shut it down for the FBI? It's terrible. Terrible that they would say something like that. But if you're dirty, you're dirty. In church today, and I'm new to this parish, having moved from New York to New Jersey, and they've got four parishes in the vicinity, maybe about 8 to 10 miles apart from each other, and they're sitting on the horns of a dilemma. They have to downsize, because they only have two priests. And so now they're trying to figure out which parishes to close. And, of course, the parish that I happen to be in today is making money. That could be, you know, $100 over break even, but they're in the black. But other parishes are losing money. And if you think about it, there is a war against on religion. It's gone as far as getting into the military and telling chaplains they can only say Jesus Christ inside a closed room. And a guy named Mikey Weinberg is leading the charge. He wants to get God out of the military. Mike Savage says they'll knock all the crosses down on the cemeteries. It's really sad. that religion is on the defensive. And it, once again, it's the communist media that leads the charge, playing investigative reporter, but they're really not. They're just trying to destroy the Word of God. And one of the ways they're going to do it, now, I just told you, there's four parishes, and maybe only one is in the black, and the other three might be in the red. But they're on a shoestring. I have to say, in looking in the collection basket, I see bigger bills in this one than my old parish, which all you ever saw was dollars, a dollar bill. I put dollar bills in the collection in the 50s. It's really sad. And this parish only has one collection. And so the priest that's going to be traveling among the parishes, he's a senior citizen. And I'm sure he's not looking forward to it. But the game that's being played among the communists is take away all religions' 501c exemption. And the way to do it is to threaten them. If they speak anything politically, they will lose their 501c exemption. Now, if the churches are closing now because they're struggling, what happens when they lose their 501c? How many of the four will have to close? All four? And they're talking about doing TV ministry. So God is on the run in America, and you know that the Democrats voted God off the party platform at the last convention. They called the roll three times, and three times they said, God has to go. First time they called the roll, and the mayor of Los Angeles was the guy on the dais who was counting the votes, verbal votes. And he goes, does God stay or go? And the louder one said, he's got to go. So he said, let's do it again, because I'm not sure. Does God stay or go? He said, he's got to go. And he says, well, and a woman came up from the committee, and she whispered in his ear. I think she whispered the following words. If God goes, we're going to lose a lot of Democrats. So he shook his head, and he goes, okay, that seemed to be a tie. Let's do it one more time. Does God go or does he stay? You can see this. It's on YouTube. And the louder voices said he's got to go. And the mayor says, that's it. God stays. The yeas have it. And they shouted, no, we have it. We were louder. He's got to go. And he goes, that's it. The yeas have it. But they got rid of God. Never forget, they're the party of death. They kill kids. Abortion is terrorism of the highest order. And if you don't believe me, ask any one of the babies whose brain was sold for $3,400. And are blue eyes worth more than brown eyes? I just saw a picture from a pro-life organization. And this pro-life organization had a picture of twins that were delivered by their mother naturally. And guess what? They were still, the water didn't break. They were still in the embryonic sac. And they were like little packages wrapped up. It was beautiful to see. Really beautiful. And I saw another one. I don't know if this baby died. I think this baby died. And it was delivered. And you could see it. It was folded up. Like, you know, he was, once he came out, he was ready to open his arms, open his legs. And he was so neatly packed. You could see his little fingers. You could see his feet. And I got a picture on Trump is Love. I have a YouTube video called Trump is Love. And there's a little baby with almost a full head of hair. And the baby is completely formed. And he's in the hands, one hand of the doctor. And the doctor's hand completely covers the baby. It's astounding. Okay. So the reason I mentioned the church and the declining, it's really sad to see. And you know how we got here, got to this point? We were snowed. For example, you know, don't wish anybody a Merry Christmas because there are people that are not Christians and you offend them. Oh, yeah? I don't want to tell you what they say in Italian about that. But anyway, that was all part of the brainwashing. You know, they play on your guilt and your sensitivity to use it against you. And I'll give you a classic example. Americans died on 9/11. They say only 2,800. But there were 200 babies that could have died with their pro-life mothers. So I say 3,000. And so they'll say, you know, oh, that's a tragedy. Let's have a moment of silence. No, God doesn't want to hear a moment of silence. He'll hear the moment of silence at the end of the world. He wants to hear his name called. He wants to hear his name shouted. So don't let anybody muzzle you. Don't become a Muslim with a moment of silence. Take the lead of the black and gospel singers. That's what God wants to hear. God wants to hear you. He created you. He gave you your voice. He didn't tell you, worship me with a moment of silence. He said, shout for joy. So, I just thought I'd mention that to you. But that's what's going on. They're trying to get rid of God. And only one party has God in it. You can't kill kids. You know what? They also did away with the Ten Commandments, didn't they? Well, you know what the Democrats did? They still have the Ten Commandments. They just changed them to thou shall instead of thou shall not. Get out of that party of death, especially Latinos and gospel blacks. Get out of that party de la muerte. Vamos, amigos. Vaya con te fiesta. Go back. I think we're closing the show out. Let me see what we got. Yes, we got 49 seconds. I'm going to give you a nice tune by a lady that won my heart in the 50s. Her name is Katrina Valente. She has a vocal range that will make your hair stand. Here's a tune called The Breeze and I. It's a love song.
Oh,
high note. Maybe I got the wrong tune. I think she hit a high note. Okay. We're going to close with a prayer. Prayer, not a moment of silence. And the prayer is for the 23, it used to be 22, now it's up to 23, Americans, our brothers and sisters, Americans from the melting pot. And it's time to make the melting pot work again. The 23 who are going to take their lives today, tomorrow, and the day after. Don't do it, guys. God didn't plan for you to check out this early. Take a day off. Rest. Relax. Go to a church. Sit in the back. Wait for a message. Don't give up. You already gave your life for us on the battlefield, and you're paying a terrible price. We know that. We love you. We don't want to see you leave us. Trump will make it right. Trump is for guys like you and guys like me. Trump is for all Americans. Closing with a Nana Mouskouri tune called Bridge Over Troubled Waters, dedicated to you guys.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I'll dry them all. I'm on your side.
Okay, that's our show, folks. Say a little prayer for the people down in Louisiana. They're having a tough time also. Remember, we got a big country, and it belongs to us. And don't let anybody sell it out from under you. God keep you safe.